Numbers chapter 22. And the children of Israel set forth and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers, therefore, to Baalam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, "Behold, there's a people coming out from Egypt. They cover the face of the earth, and they remain over against me. Come now, I beg of you, curse me, this people, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I know that whom you blessed is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand, and they came to Balaam, and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, "Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as Yahweh shall speak to me." And the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. And Elohim came to Balaam and said, "What men are these with you?" And Balaam said to Yahweh, "Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, 'There is a people come out of Egypt, which covers the face of the earth. Come now, curse them for me. Peradventure, I may be able to overcome them and drive them out.'" And Yahweh said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." And Balaam rose up in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, "Go back to your land, for Yahweh refuses to give me leave to go with you." And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went to Balak and said, "Balaam refuses to come with us." And Balak sent yet again princes, more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, "Thus says Balak the son of Zippor, let nothing, I beg of you, hinder you from coming to me, for I will promote you to very great honor, and will do whatsoever you say to me. Come, therefore, I beg of you, curse me this people." And Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of Yahweh my Elohim to do less or more. Now, therefore, I beg of you, stay here also this night, that I may know what Yahweh will say to me the more." And Yahweh came to Balaam at night and said to him, "If the men come to call you, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say to you, you shall do." And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab, and Yahweh's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of Yahweh stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and the donkey turned aside out of his way, and went into the field. And Balaam smote the donkey to turn her into the way. But the angel of Yahweh stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side, and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, she thrust herself to the wall, and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of Yahweh went further, and stood in a narrow place. And there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the donkey with a staff. And Yahweh opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have smitten me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you've mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill you." And the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey upon which you've ridden ever since I was yours to this day? Was I ever want to do so to you?" And he said, "No." And then Yahweh opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, that he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of Yahweh said to him, "For what reason have you smitten your donkey these three times? I went out to withstand you, because your way is perverse before me, and the donkey saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now I would have also had slain you and saved her alive. And Balaam said to the angel of Yahweh, I have sinned, for I did not know that you stood in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease you, I will get me back again. The angel of Yahweh said to Balaam, Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak to you, that you shall speak. And so Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him to a city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is in the utmost coast. And Balak said to Balaam, Did I not earnestly send to you to call you? For what reason did you not come to me? Am I not able indeed to promote you to honor? And Balaam said to Balak, I am come to you. Have not I now any power at all to say anything? The word that Yahweh puts in my mouth, that's what I shall speak. And Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kirjath Huzoth. And Balak offered oxen and sheep, and sent to Balaam and to the princes that were with him. And it came to pass on the next day that Balak took Balaam and brought him up into the high places of Baal, that there he might see the utmost part of the people. End of chapter 1.